We started the show with Florence Henderson, one of TV's great moms. Her rival for the crown of best fictional mom ever, Shirley Jones of the Partridge Family, joined us in November of 2013.
She was a huge star long before her TV career, but it all came about, more or less, by accident.
Well, you know, I wanted to be a veterinarian. I was an only child in a small town of Smithton, Pennsylvania. Adored animals, raised everything in the world, you know, and decided that was going to be what I was going to do. But I could sing, and so I would sing everywhere and be, you know, went to the Pittsburgh Playhouse and did some drama and dancing and so forth. Still wanted to be a vet. Went to New York on my way to college and went to an audition for Rodgers and Hammerstein. I sang for the casting director, and he said, I'd like you to sing for Mr. Rogers. And I didn't even know who Richard Rogers was then.
Right.
I was 18, and he came down the aisle, and he said, Miss Jones, and I said, what'd you say your name was again? He said, Richard Rogers, never to forget that moment. I sang for him, and he said, would you wait? I'm going to call my partner, Oscar Hammerstein. I waited, and my pianist had to leave, and so he said, don't worry, we'll figure something out. Well, there was a symphony across the street. And he said, Miss Jones, you can come over and sing with the symphony for Oscar Hammerstein. I'd never heard a symphony, seen one, or sang with one, certainly.
So you walk into New York. You're there on a college trip.
Exactly right.
You go in on audition on a lark, and the next thing you know, you're singing for Rodgers and Hammerstein,
right,
the guys themselves, with the symphony orchestra.
Right.
And I want the kids out there who are thinking about a career in show business, that's how it works for pretty much everybody.
Not really, but...
And you went into one of their shows in New York, but
I went into South Pacific the last 3 months of the Broadway show, and then they sent me to California to screen test for the role of Laurie in Oklahoma, and that's what happened.
And so the next thing you know, now you're 21, and you were playing the lead in the musical mm-hmm. adaptation of the biggest musical in American history.
Mm-hmm.
Again, pretty much standard. I love the fact that you also tell in the book that... That Richard Rogers became first in a long line of show business men to hit on you.
Oh, yes. Well, you know, he asked me up to his office, and I was sitting there, and he put his arm around me, and then I suddenly saw him go and lock the door, you know, in the office, and came over, put his arm around me again, and he said, do you have a boyfriend? And I said, oh, yes, I'm engaged. Of course, that was not true. I said, I'm engaged. He's waiting for me. And he said, oh, really? Well, too bad. You won't be there for a long time. I said, I know. And I said, well, you know, I'm so thrilled to be here. And I said, the fact that I have a wonderful grandpa right next to me.
Oh! Harsh. another generation, I guess this includes my generation, first heard of you from the Partridge Family. This was a sitcom in which you played the mother of a traveling musical family.
Right.
And you played the mother of the lead singer was played by your...
David Cassidy, my stepson.
Your stepson.
Right.
Which must have been a little odd.
Well, not at all, no.
Oh.
No, I was the first person cast, and they came to me and said, Shirley, how do you feel about your stepson, David Cassidy? And I said, why? And they said, we're thinking of him to play, you know, the role in the show. So I said, he'd be perfect for it. That's great. And they said, oh, good, we want to make sure you have a good, you know, a good... feeling about him.
Yeah.
I said, of course. And I went on the set, and they were testing him. And he turned around, he saw me, he said, what are you doing here? I said, I'm your mama.
Yeah, and then, of course, David Cassidy, who played your son, your stepson in real life, became a huge teen idol.
Huge, huge teen idol.
That, and then your other son, Sean Cassidy.
Yes, became another teen idol.
That must have been odd.
It was very odd, yes.
What is it like to have sons who become international sex symbols for 14- and 15-year-olds?
Well, for me, you know, I mean, I was one of these mothers that said, you got to go to college, kids. You got to be a doctors and lawyers. Forget the damn show business. But when it happened to David, Sean looked at me, and he said, Ma, listen, if he can do it, I can do it. And literally walked out the door and did it.
Wow. So I knew you, like, again, in these wonderful, innocent roles. I never got around to Elmer Gantry somehow. And then, of course, the Partridge Family. We were playing a sweet all-American mom. And I'm reading your book. And your book has, shall we say, a lot of adult material.
Yes, it does.
Things, I will tell you, fascinating read.
I know.
Never wanted to know.
I know. Well, that's the point. When they came to me and asked if I would write a book about my life. And I thought, do I want to do this? I mean, then I thought to myself, why not? I mean, if they know me as you know, Oklahoma Carousel, Mrs. Partridge, all those characters. Why can't they know me as me? And I thought, I want to tell people who I am, the life that I had as a child, being married all my life. I mean, you know, I never had affairs with a lot of men. That was not my case. But I was very devoted to the two husbands I've had.
And your devotion led you to do some very interesting things,
That's
which you describe
exactly
in detail.
Absolutely.
Everything you're saying makes perfect sense, and you have every right, and even an obligation, to let your public know who you really are and what
Absolutely.
Your life was like.
Yeah.
On the other hand, I did not want to think about marrying the librarian getting freaky. That's so... there's now I have to, you know?
But of course. It's called life.
Yes, I guess so. Anyway, Shirley Jones, we're delighted to talk to you, and we've invited you here to play a game that this time we're calling...
Look, it's the Partridge Family.
Okay.
Get them.
So you played a partridge on the Partridge Family, as we've discussed.
That's
but
right.
We missed the episode where rich people stalked you with dogs and tried to shoot you with shotguns.
Oh.
Partridge shooting is a big sport, especially in England.
Mm-hmm.
And we're going to ask you three questions about the sport of partridge shooting. Get two right, you'll win our game. Carl, who is Shirley Jones playing for?
Shirley is playing for Junette Sheen of Los Angeles, California.
All right. Ready to play?
Yes.
All right. First question. You begin. If you're a partridge shooter, if you are what is known as a gun, that's what they call you.
Yes.
You begin your day with a ritual known as what? A, the peg draw. B, the partridge cartridge. Or C, the ritual sacrifice to Moloch.
C.
The ritual sacrifice to Moloch. I love the idea of British aristocrats and tweeds with broken shotguns worshipping at the great idol of the Babylonian god Moloch.
Right.
That's, you sound very confident here. It's the peg draw is what it was.
Oh.
Your peg is your... Yeah. Your peg, you see, is the place in line where you stand with your gun and you draw to see where you will stand.
I see.
All right.
Okay.
You still have two more chances. So if you go in your shoot, if you are a gun on a partridge shoot, you will be assisted by a person known as a what? A, Lord High Executioner. B, the Stuffer. Or C, the Fluffer.
B.
B, the Stuffer. You're right. Very good. The Stuffer is also known as the Loader. He loads a fresh shotgun and hands it to you so you never miss a chance to kill
right.
a bird. All right. This is very exciting. You got one right with one to go. If you get this last one right, you will win. What does the well-appointed gun wear on his day on the line of shooting partridges? A, a flexible pair of breeks. B, a sporty funicular. Or C, a wide-brimmed uvula.
Oh. A pair of breeks.
You're right, a pair of breeks.
Nice.
Breeks. Breeks are the terms for the special shooting trousers that guns
right.
wear. Carl, how did Shirley Jones do in our quiz?
Pretty good, Peter. She got two right, and that's good enough to win for Junette Sheen.
Shirley Jones is a star of stage and screen and has been for decades. Her book, Shirley Jones, A Memoir, is out now. Get it, read it. You will never forget it. Shirley Jones, thank you so much for being with us.
Thank you for having me.
Bye-bye.
Thank you.